Well, Chris Haft and I of MLB.com have had a great time all season coming up with some of the greatest games in Giants franchise history, whether it be New York Giants or San Francisco Giants. And we love working with Dick Gelati over at Gelati Construction, who loves the history of his business, the history of America, and, of course, how it relates to baseball. So this is our last one for and if we keep going, we'll have another one next week. But obviously we're on today, Sunday, and this is one of our greatest games in Giants franchise history.
Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history, brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
All right, Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to October 19th of 2012. It is Game 5 of the Championship Series. Now, this is a series, I like to say, for the pennant. It's between the Giants and the Cardinals. It's St. Louis, and the Giants are down 3-1 in games. Chris, it doesn't look very good for the Giants at this point. They turn to a left-hander, Barry Zito, who's going to make his first appearance in this championship series against a right-hander, Lance Lynn, for the St. Louis Cardinals. The Giants are down now, 3-1, and they look to Barry Zito.
Well, Marty, they had to have some reason to call on Barry Zito, and the source of optimism, I guess, that Zito provided was the Giants won his final 11 regular season starts. They knew he could lead a winning effort, maybe not win the game personally himself, but put them in the right direction. The Giants themselves as a team, they had notched three consecutive elimination game victories in the division series against Cincinnati. Here they were trying to do it again.
What a game it was. And Giant fans had as Chris says, the Giants had won Zito's last 11 starts, but anytime Barry Zito took the hill, you just never were quite sure what was going to happen. But this night belonged to Barry Zito. In the third inning, in a scoreless game, the Giants put four on the board, and they do it this way. Marco Scudero with a base hit, Sandoval with a base hit, and Buster Posey strikes out. Hunter Pence then gets on in an error by the pitcher, and Scudero scores, and Brandon Belt pops out. Well, at this point, Blanco comes in, and he walks. Now Brandon Crawford comes up, Chris, and he lines a base hit.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, hit up the middle, in the center field, a base hit. Sandoval scores, Pence scores, Blanco to third, it's 3-0 Giants.
And he went after it with a 3-2 breaking ball, and it was in the fat part of the strike zone, and what a nice at-bat for Crawford to take a little swing out, gear his AB back up the middle, and he wound up getting exactly what he was trying to get.
Driving in Sandoval and Pence, and the Giants are up 3-0. Blanco goes to third on the play, and this brings up Barry Zito.
Let's face it, when he got to the Giants, Marty, before the 2007 season, really did not know how to handle a bat. And one thing you have to give Barry Zito credit for all you Giants fans out there who watched him over the 6-7 years he was with the club, he improved incrementally each season with handling the bat. He wasn't a proficient hitter like Madison Bumgarner, but over time, he did become at least functional. In this situation, he knew he had to put the ball in play.
Well, he did in the most unlikely way, and something I'll never forget, Chris, and I know Giant fans and baseball fans won't either. He bunted down the third baseline, and it was a great bunt.
And his job now, just make contact. The pitch. Zito tries to bunt third base side. It's a good bunt. Freeze has got it. He throws off. Bellis to first, and Zito beats it out. And coming in to score is Blanco.
That
unbelievable.
That is amazing. That is the Cardinals played everybody back, including Freeze, the third baseman. He was way back. Nobody was thinking bunt, and Zito puts down a pearl. Oh, my.
And Blanco came in to score, and the Giants led 4-0 as they went into the bottom of the fourth inning.
You know, all those hours, it sounds corny, but all those hours they put in spring training with bunting and all that, Tim Flannery, then the Giants bunting guru, would remind players, this is why you need to learn this skill, because you never know when you're going to need it. Barry Zito couldn't have told you in March or February of that year that he'd be bunting in Game 5 of the LCS, but indeed he was. I mean, these guys don't just play around during these bunting drills. They take these things seriously, and this game, that instance, provides one reason why you always have to take this stuff seriously.
Well, it was a huge run, and the Giants then added another run in the eighth inning and went up 5-0 on a home run by Pablo Sandoval. Chris, Barry Zito was pitching maybe the game of his life that day, and maybe one of the greatest games in franchise history. I really believe it is. 7 2/3 innings, 6 hits, no runs, of course, no homers, a walk and 6 strikeouts. Bruce Bochy goes to get him, and Casilla comes in and strikes out the only batter he faces. Romo comes in the ninth inning, gives up a hit and a strikeout, and the Giants win this game over the St. Louis Cardinals 5-0 to now go down 3-2 in the World Series. And the more important thing is they're coming home, and it's going to be Ryan Vogel's song on the hill, followed by Matt Cain. And for everyone who knows the history of the San Francisco Giants, the skies open up in Game 7, and the Giants win Game 6, and behind Matt Cain win Game 7, and win the pennant in 2012. But it couldn't have happened without the great game from Barry Zito.
Speaking of Ryan Vogelsong, the Game 6 winner for the Giants, who happened to be the Giants' leading winner during that postseason, I was fortunate enough to talk to Ryan earlier this year. We were kind of reminiscing about the 2012 postseason, and he remembered watching Barry Zito just walk into the clubhouse that day, and he said that Barry had an expression on his face he had never seen before. Vogelsong kind of nudged, I think it was Javi Lopez, he said he was sitting next to, and said, "Look at that. Look at that expression on Zito's face. If that means something good, we're in good shape today." And obviously it did. Let's face it, Barry Zito had problems with focus and concentration at times in his career. This was a guy who was determined and focused and bent on beating the Cardinals, and look what happened.
Well, he prolonged the series for the Giants, and as I say, one of the great pitching performances in Giants franchise history. Chris, that year Barry Zito went 15-8 with a .415 earned run average, 32 games, and as you said, the Giants won his last 11 starts. This was his only appearance in the championship series. He went on to the World Series against the Tigers and threw 5 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 1 run, and got a win in the Giants' sweep of the Detroit Tigers. 7 years as a Giant, 63-80, 165 and 143 in his major league career. No bigger win, no bigger moment forever etched in the history of the Giants franchise, and this was Game 5 on October 19th, 2012. Good for Barry Zito. Giants were down 3-1, and he brought them back, put life in this ball club, and they went on to win the World Series in 2012. Chris, that's another great game in Giants franchise history. Marty Lurie, Chris Haft, we'll see you next week with another great game in the franchise history of the Giants. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.